Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi, daf Tez Zayin, as we are in the second to last daf of the first perek here of Maseches Brachas. And we, again, continue here, and the shiurim for the Masechta are sponsored by the Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Baltimore, Maryland, Leila Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya, Basra Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barab Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basha, Basra Binyamin, Rubin, Alehem, Hashalom. So we are in the sugyas of Bracha hasmucha lachaverta. Why is this here? Because we're talking about Berachas Kriyashma, right? We spoke about in the Mishnah Kriyashma that the bracha before Kriyashma starts with a barach, but it doesn't end with a barach. Avara, but the brachas afterwards don't. Also note that Kriyashma itself is not a hefsek for the pre and the post. So the Gemara goes through various different examples of. Is this an appropriate nusach? Again, the rules and regulations, all brachas were created by Chazal, created, and there are rules and regulations about the nusach of brachas. So this Gemara does not get into the li and the al, right? That's the sugya in Psachim, Daf Zayin, and the Bavli, and all the Rishonim discuss it there. But this is getting to other questions about starting with the barach and ending with the barach and the appropriateness. And these types of questions and answers also gives us a window into appreciating the brachas themselves. These are always fascinating topics. Whenever you have a Shas topic that relates to many different areas of halacha, Birchas HaMitzvah. So you get to talk about 20 different kinds of mitzvahs, but each rule reflects on that mitzvah itself. So here too, Smucha L'Chaverta, oh, this is one theme, this is two themes, there are two themes, right? We had yesterday Asher Galan, who talks about the past and talks about the future. That reflects about the type of bracha it is. We spoke about Zimun being connected to benching. So now, let's pick up with the last line on Tezvav Amabes. Hari Atova Hametiv. So Atova Hametiv, right? The kasha of why the fourth bracha of benching starts with a barach, right? The earlier ones do not. Nodeh and Rachim. So this is the fourth bracha of benching. Why does it start with a barach? So the Gemara answers, Shanyahi, that's different. Why? Da Mar Ravuna. Mishon Misha Nitnu Haruge Beit Alikvura Nikva Tova Metiv Hatov Shel Nisrichu VaMetiv Shenitnu Likvura. So we know the fourth bracha benching was made at a later time, enacted at a later time in history. So it's an independent bracha. It's the only one that's derabanan. Right, the other three are daraisa. What do you mean it's daraisa? David Amalek wrote it, as we said yesterday. Yeshua wrote it. It means the themes, the nusach was written later, but the ideas of those brachas were midaraisa, v'yachalta v'savata uve rachta. They were formulated by Moshe and Yehoshua and David and Shlomo, but the fourth bracha was much later, and therefore Haruge Beiter, as we mentioned, after the Churban Bayis Sheni and the Romans massacred the last stronghold, the city, one of the cities in the Bar Kokhba time, and they did not let us bury our dead, and eventually when we were able to, years later, get the dead, they did not, we noticed that they did not decompose, and they was zochah to burial. So that's a separate bracha. That's why it starts off with its own, Baruch Atah Hashem. If you look in the Rush in Brachas, in the seventh parak, the Rush quotes a chazal. Why dafka? Do we have that as the fourth bracha? Why dafka in benching? Right after the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, right after Uvnei Yerushalayim, then we have this bracha, says the Rush, beautiful. Hatova Meitev, B'Yavne Tiknuha, right, Yavne, that's where the Sanhedrin was after the Churban. B'Haruge Beitar, V'Kavua B'Berchaz Amazon, Shekula Hoda'a, which is all about Hoda'a, V'Yamrinan B'Yerushalmi, we'll have to get to this, Kishenechrava Beitar, Nigda'a Keren Yisrael, the horn, the pride of Israel was cut down, V'Ein Asid Alachzar, Achayavo ben David. Until David HaMelech comes, Lakach Samchuhu Eitzel Boni Yerushalayim. Bonei Brachmav Yerushalayim, and that's right next to Beitar, where our pride was cut down. That was the last, so to speak, stronghold that we had, and therefore that is connected. The first one on the bottom also discussed the connection between these brachas, not for now, but that's the Rush. All the Mefarshim, I already mentioned, I think a couple of days ago, the Meshech Chachma, that talks about Hatov HaMeitiv and that bracha, but today we'll mention the Tzlach. The Tzlach is the Noda Behuda's commentary. We know the Noda Behuda, Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, one of the great chief rabbis of Prague, named two of his most famous Svarim after his parents. We have the node of Yehuda named after his father, Yehuda. His name was Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. Those are his shuvas. And his sefer on Shas, Tzlach, standing for Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. A mark for my mother, Chaya. That's the Tzlach and the node of Yehuda. Those are his farms. So in Brachas on Daf Memches, where the Gemara there in Bavli talks about this bracha, he also mentions why this Nes, out of all Nisim, merited a special takana and a special bracha, and why Dafka connected to benching. So he says, Nirish etiknu atova meitev, shelo tomar, kivan shelo hisrichu, ein kan tzorach lekvura. One might say that, well, once they didn't decompose, so the Nes continues, don't even need to bury them. Shari gambali kvura lo yisbasu. You see that burial is not protecting their bizayon, they're not decomposing, so what's the need for kvura? No. The purpose of the mitzvah of kvura is not just a kavanah brios type of idea that, you know, it's acceptable, it's appropriate. No, rak gamkein tzorech hanefesh. It's something about relating to the soul. Ki kol zman shelo yashiv ha'afar el ha'aretz lo tashiv ha'ruach el ha'elokim. Because before kfura, the soul doesn't fully, completely be able to reconnect to the tzela, to the kisi akavet. Kidachsiv b'koheles v'yashuv ha'ruach, v'yashuv ha'afar, v'ruach tashuv. V'lachei tikra tov ha'medef ne'lu kfura. Because the gift of kfura, the gift of burial, is beyond. Burial is the closure. Right? Some of the there's a medrash that talks about the pasuk in that says may offer ata may offer tasha. Right? The pasuk similar, just paraphrasing. You came from the offer and you go to the offer. Meaning that's the circle of life. We start with Adam Arishon. We came from the ground. And we're all like Adam Arishon, and we return to there. V'yas mechul leberchas amazon, and we connect that to berchas amazon. What shiacha yiten alibu kisof alasriach. We just engaged ourselves in a feast, in physical nahana'a that we get. We have to remember, hatova meitiv, the end. We have to always recognize that we do our eating as part of avodas Hashem. We do our eating not as a gastronomical endeavor for its the end itself, but it's part of the means of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we remember the kvura, so to speak. Right? It was a nes, but naturally a person, you know, is masriach. And then fine. And this is the part that's quoted. And why do we have an extra bani Yerushalayim? So we have the rush that says we were cut down and we're only going to get back when Mashiach comes by Binyan Yerushalayim. So he says something similar, but a little further. L'hachziko tana b'galus, to give us chizik as we are in galus over these thousands of years. Shalom nachshov chas v'shalom, shekiva shanachnu chutz la'eretz hakadosha, he was in Prague, ve'en lanu mishkan v'shchina v'sochenu, i'efshar lanu lizgabra al yitzreinu arash amachti osanu, we're here all alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left us, woe to us! Ve'ichnu chalamu negdoshu malach v'anachnu basar. Right, the Yetzer Hara is much stronger than us. The nachshov shal karchenu yachti osanu v'nasriach b'sirchon avonos. We're just going to putrefy in sin. Shein sirchon yoser mizeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us the mofes haruge beitar. Ki ha'adam b'chaya v'nefesh asher b'kir bo mishamer shal yisriach habasar. Haruge mehalalu. Af shenesal ka nefesh ben aguf. Even though the soul has left. Af al pikein ha'isa chofefes mi bachutz lahachzik ha'below. Hahevla de garme, hanishar achra misa, vechulu, kenanachlu, afshanachlu, chutzla mishkan shchina. And those of us who, even those of us who have the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael, studying Talmud Yerushalmi, we don't have a base of Migdash. Vashchina lo zaza mikotzal amaravi, visham, mashpas aleinu l'sayel, abali tire, vechulu. So that symbolizes, that nay symbolizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Jew wherever he is, in any situation. And that's why they made the bracha just for that. We do, back to halacha, we do want to be mafsik and show the difference between the three brachas d'araisa and the fourth bracha, which is d'rabanan. And that's why we say amen. The minhag of saying amen, right, pretty unusual for Ashkenazim to say an amen after their own bracha, but that is the minhag that's quoted in the poskim. Bonei brachama of Yerushalayim, amen. Interesting halacha, though, we had earlier here in the Yerushalmi Maseches Brachas, we had earlier, what happens if somebody does not remember if they benched or not? So the halacha is, if you remember, Safek, right, we had the sugyas of Safek Kara Kriyashma or Safek Lo Kara Kriyashma. Back a couple of daf earlier, so what is the halacha? So we know that we say Kriyashma We say Kriya Shema again because that is Daraisa. The Gemara said maybe we don't say back on that base. Back on that base. Safek birech amazono, safek lo birech tzarech levarech. Tchsiv achal yisod levarech. Safek Daraisa. Safek Hispalel? No. And safek Kriya Shema, that was the question. Right? It could be that even if it's Darabanan, we said from the Charedim, but it's Chavos Malchus Shemaim, so you should say it even so. But, so we know that if one doesn't remember if they benched or not, so then they have to bench. We paskin that if one benches again because they did not remember if they benched or not, we say bench even with the fourth bracha, even though the fourth bracha is Durabanan, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Katan Sif Yud Gimel, that we're Chozer V'Kori with that, because that has become part of benching. And once we're benching, then we bench the complete benching, and that is even with the fourth bracha, also Shlo Lezalzel, so we shouldn't be Mizalzel in that bracha. Okay, we continue now. Ha Kedusha. What about Kiddush? Right, what about Kiddush? We say Bori Peregafen, and then right afterwards we say Baruch Hashem, Hashem Hashem Mitzosa, Friday night. So we have two brachas, Baruch Hashem's in a row. Shaniyi, that's also different. Why? Shemaya Yoshev Veshosim Ibod Yom Vekidish Avala Yom. What happens if you're having a big meal on Friday afternoon and then Shabbos comes? Why would you be having a big meal on Friday afternoon? Right, that's pretty unusual. Let's say it was Purim, and you started early. And it just got continued, right? Poris Papa Makadish, whatever it is, if you're in the middle of a meal, Shinoma Bari Paragafen, then you could stop and you don't see a new Bari Paragafen. So you see, you could separate between the Bari Paragafen and the Kiddush, or that itself might reflect that they are not one unit that would be able, right? Brachas Bukhal Chavrata might be that the brachas have to be connected, unlike that Mara Mirutenberg that we mentioned yesterday, that connects even a Birchas Nehenin with Tfilas HaDerech, or maybe Tfilas HaDerech has a little more flexible rules, but either way, that's what the Gemara says, because it could be separated, that is why it is not a brucha, brachas bucha l'chavrata. Well, we mentioned a little bit outside yesterday, the Sheva brachas, right? Why is the first bracha, Shakol Barel L'chvodo, right? And then Yotzer Ha'adam is also bracha, right? A few of them are, because also they can be separated. The Gemara talks about that the first bracha, Shakol Barel L'chvodo, is a different type of bracha. And Asher Bara is said, even if you don't have all the rules of Sheva brachas. So those are separate. The ones in the middle, you know, continue with our Smukha l'chavrta. Okay, so the Gemara says, Vasofa, what about the end of benching? So the end of Kiddush. Why do we end off with the Baruch Adah Hashem? Isn't Kiddush a quick one? Isn't it a quick one? So therefore, should not have to end off with the Baruch Adah Hashem. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Rebbe Mana, Tovis Brachas Kachu. This is the rules and regulations of brachas. Amar Rebbe Yudin, Matbeya Katsur, Poseach Bebarach, Venechosim Bebarach. The really short ones that start off with the bracha, Baruch Adah Hashem, and they don't end off with the bracha Hashem. Those are the brachas HaMitzvah, and those are the brachas Hanenin. Matbeya Aruch, Poseach Bebarach, Venechosim Bebarach. Right, and the longer ones can end with the Baruch, and therefore Kiddush is a longer one. Kiddush is a longer one. Again, the discussion that we showed, and what does a longer one mean? Does it just mean physically longer, or does it mean more multi-themed? Multi-themed. So that's a question. What part of Kiddush we're saying we're trying to connect the Borei Pri HaGafen and the Kiddush Bidvarim? What part of that is Daraisa? What part of benching of Kiddush is Daraisa? So those are three sheetahs in the Rishonim. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that the din is that we have to make Kiddush al hayayin. Right, Tanur Rabbanan, Zachar as Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, Zachreyu al Hayayin. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav in the Bavli. Ein Liyala Bayom Balayla Minayin, Tamalomar Zachar as Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, Balayla Minayin, Adarabah, Iker Kiddusha Balayla Hu. The Iker Kaddish, the Iker Kiddush is Friday night. So the Gemara says, changes the words, but that's Zachreyu al Hayayin. Most Rishonim say that Midaraisa Kiddush is Bidvarim. Sefer HaChinuch says this, and other Rishonim, Midaraisa Kiddush is just saying the words of Kiddush. It says the Sefer HaChinuch, HaMitzvah Lamed Aleph, L'daber Dvarim B'yom Shabbos Pachnas Aso, V'chein B'yitziyaso. Right, that's the Rambam Shita also, that Kiddush and Avdallah are both Daraisa, two sides of a coin, we cordon off Shabbos, She'eheba Em Zecher G'dublas Hayom U'malaso V'adalaso, L'shevach Mishar Hayamim Shalafanav V'shala Acharav. So to talk about Shabbos, that is the din Daraisa. Midrabanan, it's Al Hayayim. Midrabanan, this is a smachta. Right, the Gemara says in Pesachim, it's an asmachta. The din daraisa is just to say the words, right? And that then gets into the question: what if I say my own words? What if I only say the words and I didn't do it? Al ha-kos. Yom Kippur, we're not making Kiddush. So we say a Shechianu, right? There's some type of Kiddush. If you say Kiddush is a chiyuv on every Shabbos and Yatif, then you'd have to make Kiddush in a different way on Yom Kippur. But that's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Os Gimel. What happens if now I do it in my own way? Everybody says their own. Shabbos is awesome and amazing. And then he goes into, okay, so what if you say it in your own nosach? And that's the same question about Birchas HaMazon. And that's the same question about tefillah, right? Once Chazal told us what to say and what to verbalize, so then did they say that their takana, so to speak, reflect that now you cannot be yotzei if you do it in the other ways? But that's assuming, like most Rishonim, that only saying the words is daraisa. There are some Rishonim, Tosfos there, Masachim Daf Kufav, seems to say that even saying it al hakos is daraisa. Even saying it al hakos is daraisa. And then there's the Mefarish in Nazir, the fake Rashi. He's a Rishon. I shouldn't call him that. He's not faking. But anyway, the Mefarish seems to say that even drinking the wine is daraisa. Even drinking the wine, because it talks about a nazir, is that going against making kiddush? What do you mean? Nazir is an issa daraisa, and drinking wine, and is that mushra v'yomei mehar sinaihu? So it sounds like from that Mefarish that even drinking the wine is daraisa. But either way, this is the Gemara about kiddush. Interesting that I just want to point out, I remember probably about 30 years ago, I was at somebody's house, and the Baal HaBayis made Kiddush, and he made a Kiddush with the Nusach that a number have. I think it's the Nusach of the Gra. They say, Tchilah Megray Kodesh, Echlis Hez Mitzrayim, Bechulam. They leave out Kihu Yom. Kihu Yom. So there are those that have that custom. So the other guest at the table, I didn't know at the time, he's like, you know Rashi said Kihu Yom. I'm like, what are you talking about, Rashi? How do you know what Rashi did? How do you know what Rashi did? So it's a Befirish Rashi in Ksubis. Fierce Rashi and Subis talks about on Zayin of Abayz, Midi Dehavia Kiddusha, they were talking about Nusach Abrachas. Rashi says, Kivan de Balashat Kiddusha, he could Kiddusha Yom Chasminan Ba, Ki Hasam, Tibiahi Chasminan, Mishum Diish Ba Hefsek. Right, there's a couple of themes in Kiddush. That's why you have another Baruch at the end. Kigon, Kihu Yom Tchilal Mikra Kodesh. Right, Rashi says it, Kihu Yom. Right, so Rashi has that girsa of that version of Kihu Yom. But again, he's explaining exactly our topic also about finishing up with a barach. We continue. Says the Gemara, continuing the Braisa. Kol habrachas achar chisu mehen. What does this mean? So we'll go with the pshat of the Mahara folda. Kol habrachas achar chisu mehen, that means, right, he says, kosal gadaitach, that the Gemara is saying that if I have wrong kavana when I'm saying a bracha, as long as I end it the right way, I'm okay. Right, which is a sugi in the first parak of the Brachas Bavli. I have a cup of beer in my hand, I think it's wine, and the whole time I'm thinking I'm going to say a Borei Pri Agafen, and right before I say the end, I see, oh, it's beer, and I switch to shakol, it's okay. So according to this Gemara, achar chisumehen, right? Achar chisumehen, as long as you end it correctly, you are okay. Ein omrim, and continuing, bracha pasik. The second line of the brisa is, don't say bracha pasuk. What does that mean? That right before the end, you can't have a pasuk. You have to have a part of the bakasha, right? You can't end a bracha with a pasuk and then go right into bracha to Hashem. Those are the two rules of the brisa. Okay, they're talking about rules of brachas. Again, that goes by the end is the most important, and you can't have a bracha right before the end. Heisiv Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar, Kumi Rabbi Yosa. But if you're telling me that only the end, the whole end is chashuv, right? Just the how you end is chashuv. So yomar bracha pasuk. So why can't you say a bracha at the end, right? What would be the problem with that? So Amrin Chakimi Hadein Talia. They said, is this young man so wise? Right? Rhetorical. Talia is young in Aramaic. Hakimi Adain Talia, is this rabbi so wise? Tehusavar, right? It's no. What did chisumayan mean? You miss what we meant. What right? What kolabrachas achrasumayan does not mean what we thought it meant. Hahusav, Aduhusav, or Mawachar Chisumayim. He thought, what does it mean after Chisumayim? Shimhaya Omei Beshachris. Vishachach Vehizkiras Shel Arviz. If you're in the morning, but that you remembered and you ended off Arviz Vachazim Vachazim, Shel Shachris Yatzah, as long as you ended off correctly Yatzah, that's what you thought that line meant. That's not what it meant. What did it mean? Amar of Acha, Kol HaBrachas Ke'ein Chos Mosehen. Every bracha right before it ends has to have a sum up pasuk, which is similar to the theme of that pasuk. And that's what we have. That's the rule that we have. Shmuel, I think, says this in Maseches Pesachim also. Right, the end of every bracha. Ki kal goal chazak ata, baruch l'Hashem goal Yisrael. Ki kem alach rofi neman rachman ata, baruch l'Hashem rofi choleyam o Yisrael. Right before the baruch ato Hashem, we end off with a summary of the theme of that pasuk. And that's why you need a bakasha there. You can't have a pasuk there. Right, and that's what the two lines of the Brisa fit together. So now we understand what the Brisa means. Every bracha has to have a, not a short one. Not a berachas hamitzvah, not a berachas hanenin. But anytime you have a longer one, an arucha, you have to have a sum up right before the end of the bracha. Maybe the Musar Haskel is that before whenever we give a shir, you always have to sum up right before the end to make sure that we have a takeaway. We know exactly what the message is that we're supposed to go home with. There is an interesting discussion in the Bach, right? There is one bracha, if you think about the Amida. Every bracha seems to work out and follow this rule. Right, every bracha. Right, we talk about Shalom and Shalom, and we talk about Melech Ozer Moshiach Magen, Baruch Hashem Magen Avraham, right, Ukdoshim Bechol Yom Yaluch Hasab, Baruch Hashem Akel HaKadosh, they're all good, except for Lirshalayim Ircha. Lirshalayim Ircha seems to not fit the bill. Lirshalayim Ircha, Barachim Tashuv, Vesishkon Besocha, Kashay Divarta, Uvineosa, Bild Yerushalayim, Uvineosa, Bekarav Yemen Abinyan Olam, Vechisei David, Meir Lusocha Tochin. We end off talking about David HaMelech, Baruch Atah Shebo Yerushalayim. Ask the Bach and understand. David HaMelech is the other bracha. There's a different bracha for David HaMelech. So why we end it? We should end with Yerushalayim. Right? Why do we end with David? So the Bach in Simon, Kuf Yud Ches and Arachayim, who asked this question to him? Shabtai Sagi Nahor. Reb Shabtai, who was blind. He asked me this question. How do we do this? Right? The Shmuel says in Bavli Kuf Dalid, and now we know in Yerushalmi, according to our Dafim Tezayin, that you have to end off with a summary of the theme of the bracha. And this is a violation. And therefore, he says that there are those that switch it. Right? There are those, and some Svardi Nuscho switch it. The last two lines of the bracha. V'chisi David Meher L'socha Tachin, Uvenei Osa, V'chirav Yamin, Uvinyan Olam, Baruch HaShem Bonei Yerushalayim. Some switch it. But the Bach says, we don't switch it. Ha'emes Yored Darko. Shebakashas v'chisei David mehaber l'pasoch atachin who me'ein brachazu shemavakshim shibani Yerushalayim b'karet. Malchus beis David and bini Yerushalayim is one theme. It's two sides of the coin. Kedesha kisei David b'mehera b'toch Yerushalayim tachin. Klomar she'ein shalasin akin l'tzorak avoa ki ein kisei Hashem shalem ela kishakisei David al machono b'Yerushalayim. Right, we have, it's one theme. Malchus beis David bini Yerushalayim. And that's what we have in benching. In benching, we have Bin Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David in the same bracha in Rachem. So it's the same theme. Therefore, it's not a violation. Malchus Beis David, Bin Yerushalayim is not complete unless we have Malchus Beis David as well, right? And the opposite, Malchus Beis David is not complete. They each play off each other. So that's why we not only daven for the Beis Hamikdash, we daven for Malchus Beis David to return. So that's a fascinating discussion of the Bach. And the other minhagim. Last line before the Mishnah. V'ilein da'amrin tzahali v'roni yosheves tzion v'gomer. And how about those that say that pasuk? Tzahali v'roni yosheves tzion. That's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Where do they say that pasuk? So the Mefarshim explained, Mari Fulda says, that this pasuk was said at the end of one of the brachas of the Haftorah. The end of one of the brachas of the Haftorah, they said this right before, right, the end of the Haftorah, right? Why is that okay? Right, the Pnei Moshe also says this, Noagin Oyelomer Acha Birchas Haftorah Pasuk Zeh. I thought, right, the Haredim says, Lois Parish, I'm not sure. He says maybe it's after Havdalah, but let's say it's going on the Birchas Haftorah, that's what most say. So, how do we have a Pasuk right before the end? Ein Bo Mishim Bracha Pasuk. That's not a violation. That's not a violation of having a Pasuk at the end. Why? Why? So there's a, well, what's missing here? Because we preface it with the word kakasuf. Meaning, if you're just quoting a pasuk as if the pasuk is the bakasha, that's a problem. But if you have a bakasha and then you just quote a pasuk to back up your bakasha, so that is not a problem, right? That's what the Ma'ariv Fulda says. Shari Amar Kakasuv Lo Marsha Kachiv Avtanu. Hashem, you promised us. And he says it's similar to nobody asked this kasha, right? Until 5 minutes ago, we should have asked the kasha. We say a bracha, a pasuk right before the end of a bracha, right? How about the second bracha of benching? We say a pasuk right before the end, right? No, but how do we start off? Kakasuv v'yachalta. That word kakasuv is crucial, right? That word kakasuv. So just like here, it is not a problem if you have that preface. The brachas on the haftorah are pretty unbelievable. If we sit there instead of most of us are just like closing up our chamashim and getting ready for musaf when we hear the brachas of the haftorah and we're looking at who's the chazan and how long is musaf going to take, right? So we're thinking about other things, but the brachas on the haftorah are unbelievable, right? If you look about the translations of the haftorah, we're davening for the Beis Hamikdash and we're davening Valuvas Zevas Toshia v'Meri Yameinu Samchein v'Elyon Avdecho Machus Beidav Shechecha. Unbelievable. These the words of the Haftorah. Why do we say such gorgeous brachas by the Haftorah? And also, how do we start off? Hashem is tzaddik b'chol adaros. When do we ever say that? Hashem, you're righteous. Like what? Hashem is what? Why are we preventing to go up in our mind? And so if you look in the Arach, the Torah Tzmima, in his commentary on the Siddur, Baruch Sha'amar, right, Baruch HaLevi Epstein. So he wrote the Torah Tzmima, he wrote the Tosefes Bracha on Chumash also, and he also has a sermon called Baruch Sha'amar. As he says, why? Because we know the Rishonim say, quotes from the Abu Dram, that Haftorah originally came from hundreds of years ago, at a time when the nations did not allow us to read the Torah. So that's why instead we had to have some kind of substitute. So Chazal tried to figure out some portion of Haftorah, some portion of the Navi, that would remind us to connect to the Torah portion of the week. And that's how we kind of like connected. It was an ones. We couldn't read from the Torah, so at least we had the Haftorah. Lest anyone has any questions upon God. And I can't believe, we're just trying to read your Torah because it's your Torah. And now we have Tzaris that they don't allow us to read. Tzadik b'chol adaros. Kadosh Baruch Hu is righteous. We don't understand all of his ways, right? We don't know exactly why we can't even do this avodas Hashem that we want to do, but tzaddik b'chol adaros. And even when we were zochet to be able to then again be allowed to read the Torah, so we did not do away with the minhag of reading the haftorah. It's also the only way that some of us get any navi in our lives, which we should try to get some more of. But again, that's the suggestion of the Baruch Sha'amar, right? Efshar sheyavo ilaharer achar hashgacha chalila ki tevet dina below dina. That's what we say. Ein laharer ki chatzadik Hashem bechol adarish and eschatzuk zeros keila v'rak anach v'lo neidav v'lo nasik osam. Again, the brachas are really beautiful. But here we have a reference to those brachas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in the first parak of brachas. Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Right? The mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim is at night as well. Right? Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, both by day and by night. That's why we say the third parsha of Kriyashma every day and every night of our life to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. The placement of this Mishnah already might have tipped off the Rambam. Again, he didn't have to say it, but it might have tipped him off that we have what we have mentioned numerous times already in these Yerushalmi Shiurim, that the Rambam does not count a separate mitzvah saseh of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. He has it, l'chora, as part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Because he holds that all three parshias of Shema are the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The third parsha, l'chora, has nothing to do with Kriyashma. Right? The first parsha is Kabbalah so malcha shemayim. The second parsha is Kabbalah so mitzvahs. Right? So what does the third parsha have to do with us? Because of part of Kabbalah, O Machshavah Mitzvahs is remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So maybe the fact that this Mishnah is here along with the other halachas of Kriyashma tipped off the Rambam. You didn't have to say it, but it might have tipped off the Rambam to include it in the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. So we have a Mitzvah every day and every night of our lives. Interesting also, the discussion between the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh, is the Chiris Yisiyas Mitzrayim and Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Groma? You would think Zman Groma means you're chayef sometimes and pata some other times. Zechiris Yisiyas Mitzrayim is every second. 24/7. It's just that one's daytime mitzvah, one's nighttime mitzvah. So is that called a Zman Groma if it's every second, but there are different parts of that mitzvah? It's counted as one. Nobody counts it as two separate mitzvahs. Zechiris Yisiyas Mitzrayim by Yom and Balayla, it's all one. So is that called a Zman Grama? That's an interesting discussion in the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh and the like. Amar Lamer Blazer Ben Azariah. Hariani Kiven Shivim Shana, I am like 70 years old. We know this from the Haggadah. Velo Zachishi Shiti Amar Tzis Mitzrayim Balelos. And I was not Zoche to understand why. Right, Zoche, some say it means that I was not victorious in understanding, but others say it means that I didn't merit to understand, and it's a merit to understand every part of Torah. I didn't merit to understand. You see, where do you know that Zechariah sees the Torah is even Balelos? Ad Shedrasha Ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma came along and Darshan. Shenemar, Loman Tiskar, Siyom Seis, Lamei Yisrael, Kol Yemei Chayecha, Loman Tiskar, to remember, he sees Mitzrayim every day. Yemei Chayecha Hayamim. If you just said Yemei, I would have said, okay, all my days. Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. All your days, that call, extra word, includes even the night. The Chachamim say a different drasha. Yemei chayecha olam hazeh, kol yemei chayecha ha'olam haba. That what includes, meaning even after Mashiach comes, l'havi yitzimos Mashiach, right, we are going to still talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though we're also going to talk about the Geula Ha'asida, which then will be the Geula that already happened, but that is the din that we'll still talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Good. There's what to say here. The Vilna Gaon, remember the story we mentioned in Haggadah Shir, and the Vilna Gaon was once sitting at the Seder, and all of a sudden in the middle of the Seder, he says, you know what? The Nachash is not going to have legs when Mashiach comes. Like, what are you talking about? The Nachash is not going to have legs? Like, what does that have to do with anything going on here at the Seder? So he says, what does it say in Bereishis? Offer tochau, kol yemei chayecha. Kol yemei chayecha, he's going to eat dirt. Yemei chayecha, olam hazeh. Kol yemei chayecha, love yimos HaMashiach. So I don't think the Nachash is going to have legs even in the future. That's how the Vilna Gaon, you know, reads a pasuk in Chumash. But now we have an important line. Afa pi shenichnas legedula herich yamim. Says the Yerushalmi, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became and took on a position of Rabbanus, he became the chief rabbi, as we know, is described at length in Brachas in the fourth parak, he still had a long life. Herech Yamim. Why is that surprising? Hada Amra, Shagdul Makatzeres Yamim. Sometimes taking upon himself a position, right? The Bavli has other Lashonos, a little stronger regarding this type of statement. Makaveres is Baaleha, right? The Pnei Moshe quotes from Sachim that he lived a long life, even though he took upon this position. What does this line tell me about the story? So if you look in the Sefer Charedim, he quotes that he thinks there's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Because let's read it. Upliga debraisazu Bavli. Because we know, we're familiar with the story in the Bavli, that really he wasn't anywhere near 70 years old. He was 18 years old. And that's why he says to his wife, I don't have a white beard, and they're going to fire me, and overnight, miraculously, he grew a white beard in Hari Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. So, if he was very young, it's not a chiddush that he was Marech Yamim, right? He had a law, he was very young. So the Yerushalmi says, wow, he was Marech Yamim? But if he took the job at 18, okay, he was Marech Yamim. That's normal. That's not so surprising. The fact that the Yerushalmi says, even though he took the Gdul Herach Yamim, he must have been older. He must have been older. And Harini Kiven Shivim, and all he meant was by Harini Kiven Shivim Shana, all he meant was like, look what the Haredim says, he must have been like 68 or 69. And that's what he meant, Harini Kiven Shivim Shana. That's all it means. Kshiyazakim and Ayin Shana, Mamish, Amar Mishnah Zu. Harini Kiven Shivim Shana, Lo Amar Ayin, Ulai Haya, Ben Samaches, O Samaches, Vakarv La Ayin Haya. So he thinks maybe it's a machlokas, really, how to understand this line. Was it a miraculous? We're so brainwashed of thinking about the Bavli's understanding. So he says, he thinks it's a machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. How old was he when he took the job? If you look in the Rambam, maybe you might be able to read in the Rambam that it's not a machlokas. Maybe the Rambam saw these two and put it together. Why? Because remember, what does the Rambam say? Hariani kiven shivim shana. The Rambam says it wasn't a miracle. It was that he pushed himself so hard in Torah that he became gray overnight. The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos. He lo haya ben shivim, el tzoyel yam. He was much younger. V'haya marbe l'shanos v'lilmod likros yom v'alayla an asher tashash kocho v'nizrka bo seva. No, he became very weak because he was just pushing himself so far. V'chazar kizakim in shivim shana. V'haysas chalas haseva birtzona. And therefore, he willingly put himself into the position and he became very old. So maybe according to that, you could also, maybe that's what the Yerushalmi is saying also. He was even Marech Yamim, even though he pushed himself and he became old overnight, So he was still Marach Yamim. So maybe that's how the Rambam tries to say that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are not arguing. He was young. And the Yerushalmi is still saying he was a Chiddush because he pushed and pushed and pushed and became wide overnight in this way. Okay, just one point I forgot to mention. I remembered in the middle and I wanted to say to the end. Going back, there's a Medrash in Eicha. This is going back to the beginning of this year. Medrash in Eicha talks about why Dafka, Hatova Hametiv, is also, we also call the bracha on wine Hatova Hametiv. And we put it next to benching where often we use a cup of wine for benching. There is a Medrash Eicha that all the Rishonim quote in Babasra Kuf Chafalaf, the Ramban, the Ritva, all the Rishonim quote there. Why is it quoted there? Because Kuf Chafalaf and Babasra are the six different events that happen on Tu Ba'av. One of the events that happened at Tu Ba'av are that Nidnu Haruge Beit HaLekfura. So there, they quote this Medrash Eicha that says that Adrianus HaMelech had a huge vineyard, 18 mil by 18 mil, as the same size as going from Tveria to Tzipori. And he built a fence around the vineyard with the bodies of the Haruge Beitar. And that's what they found after they were Zoche, and they came, and that's why they wanted to have a hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to Kerem, relating to wine, so they remember the nace that occurred, the tragedy that happened, but the nace that occurred, v'lo evisha, v'lo hisrichu, and therefore the Ramban and the Ritva quote there, and v'abasar kuf chafal of this medrash, that's why they did it, relating to benching and related to wine itself. Okay, we'll stop here, B'Hashem, we'll continue next time with the last daf in the first perek of the Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos.